Welcome back, everyone. So, as I mentioned previously, music can have a lot of lasting effects as you learn it, especially as you learn it at an earlier age. Usually most public schools offer music as early as kindergarten, where they will learn singing, you know, pitch, rhythm, counting rhythm, reading rhythm especially. But the main thing starts when they get to choose their musical instrument. But over time, as the child learns music and continues to learn it, what happens is their mind and their overall skills will increase and it'll develop faster than those who don't learn music. I'm going to move into the academic benefits of music. So according to an article found in the Seattle Times, using a published article from the National Institute of Health, those who took several years of instrumental music class had higher scores in math and science in grade 10 and higher English scores in grade 12 exams and were 1 year ahead of their peers. And then I found another article from Pinecrest Academy, who says, according to a 5-year study in Texas, students who studied music scored an average of 158.4 points higher on the SAT than non-music students. Another study showed that all state level students, which all state means you have made it to where you are one of the most talented people in the state, most of whom study privately, scored between 319 and 431 points higher. For context, the average SAT score is around 1,050. The max SAT score you can get is 1,600. And some people say the earlier you learn music, the better. That is absolutely true. Something you should also know, as you learn music, you're essentially learning every major subject, like science, math, or even history, since music has a lot of history. As you're learning music, you're learning multiple subjects at once. That is a lot for the brain to compute. And it is definitely important when you start learning at an earlier age. And the same goes for the overall cognitive effects. A lot of people say, you know, listening to music as a baby makes you smarter. Yeah, chances are that's true. But as you're learning music, and especially as you learn an instrument, you can get a boost in memory, a boost in focus, especially if your child has, say, ADHD. Learning an instrument can help with that inattention. I mean, even me is as an example, because I have ADHD. Learning music definitely helped increase my focus and reaction time. Sudden changes in a musical piece, that is what a student needs to learn over time as they continue their journey, learning an instrument or learning voice or learning music overall. And then what happens is those effects can go outside of music and help them in any other situation. And it's extremely important to realize that that effect right there, it's one of the many, many reasons why you need to learn music. The last major thing I want to talk about before my interview is muscle memory. Learning something like, let's say, the drums, that requires what's called limb independence, where you can simultaneously, at the same time, control both hands and both legs with ease. Look at giant pipe organs in a church. You need to control the pedals with your feet while also playing the main 3 or 4 rows of keyboards with your hands. It's kind of crazy. But even with something simple like, you know, a hand drum, over time as you learn it, say an accented beat, like that was an accented beat right there, you'll learn, like, you know, what hand, or this, or for a drum, what hand, what foot, you know, an accented beat, a marcato beat, you know, giving more emphasis on certain beats. That is what your hands and legs will learn. And over time, as you progress, as you continue through the journey of learning instrument, your mind can do it with ease. Something as simple as a brass instrument, a trumpet with three valves, learning the right positions, the right embouchure, it can be difficult for someone with little to no musical experience. But as you continue, guess what? Your mind will adapt, and it will learn with muscle memory. As I mentioned earlier, improved reaction time, that's also a part of muscle memory. Say certain key changes in a piece may require different fingerings on an instrument. That is what the mind will do. Just, you'll react instantaneously with knowing the right sharps or flats and a key signature, you know. So from here, this is where the interview with, hopefully, Mr. Jonah Klima of Deerkick Mackinac High School will come in, and I will ask him a few questions in which he will answer them.
Talk 4th through 6th grade.
Yeah.
Teaching. So for band, when we're starting kids on instruments, it's a lot of, like, do as I do, say as I say, because they haven't experienced that yet. So, like, being able to demonstrate basic skills for them, like how to hold your instrument,
mm-hmm.
how to be in a rehearsal setting, how to buzz on a mouthpiece, showing them all those, like, tiny things.
Definitely.
That's, like, the first 12 weeks of just, like, this is how you do it. Yeah? It's establishing all those things. Choir is the same way, like, showing them how you should stand, showing them, like, where they should feel things in their neck or in their mouth when they're performing. General music, just demonstrate, 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 and then they do, and then they get it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's the similar across the board.
Yeah.
High school is its own beast, because we, in our situation, we have freshman through senior,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So, because we have freshman through senior, they're all at different abilities, and they all know different things. So, a lot of the teaching stuff is, you know, in sectional time, I would say, like using student leaders to kind of lead, mm-hmm. hey, this is now instrument specific, like this is what a saxophone mm-hmm. does. And then bigger picture, like in rehearsal, you know, like, hey, you're too loud there. Can you stop being too loud?
Mm-hmm.
So giving specific feedback at those times, I think that's important.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Does that answer your first question? You need more? I can.
That works.
Good.
Yeah. Second question. So how often has a student joined band or the music program because of their parents being in the music program when they went to school?
I would say, like, this year, beginning band was 35. Cool. And, like, at least 10 of the kids were like, well, my mom or dad was in band or choir. So, like, that's kind of why, like, I want to do it. Or they encouraged me because they were in it.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a good number. And the kids that usually stick it out have the most parent support.
Awesome.
So, you know, their parents are like, yeah, we'll do this. Like, these are the reads we'll get, you know, like when I'm like, hey, you should bump them up, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, we need a new mouthpiece. Yep. This is what you get. And they'll just do it, you know? So, I would say probably 10 to 15% of the group usually.
That's awesome. That's great yeah. to hear.
Yeah. So they carry on their parents' legacy.
Yeah. So. That's great. How's the fifth grade band coming along?
Good. They're doing a good job.
Good.
They got a concert in 2 weeks, and it'll be good. So they're a very rambunctious group this year.
Awesome. Good. Awesome.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Any other questions? I think that's everything.
So around Central Illinois, there are a lot of music groups who advocate for the increased funding of music programs. across the state or even across the nation. In the Peoria area, there is a company called the Peoria Instrument Project, where they go around the Peoria area, and if schools meet certain criteria, they will receive a couple new instruments, and some have even donated instruments to students themselves who cannot afford them and want to learn music. The Peoria Instrument Project has even gone as far as repairing band rooms. Richwoods High School in the Peoria area received a band room makeover, like fixing shelves, fixing chairs, a couple instruments repaired that really needed repaired, and they even put a couple of painted murals on the walls. In the Bloomington area, in the Bloomington Normal area, I should say, there is a company called The Music Shop Incorporated, where they sell, maintain, and repair musical instruments. My high school actually uses them for when we have to take our instruments in for mandatory summer cleaning, which, by the way, can really, really impact how schools use their funds towards their music program, since instruments, unfortunately, are expensive, depending on A, the brand, and B, the quality. Say a tuba, which is what I play, mine cost around $7,200. That was used. Brand new, it can cost around $10,000. Not cheap, pretty penny to buy. But with the right care and maintenance of the instrument, schools can keep those instruments for about 10 to 20 years before the unfortunate effects of wear and tear come into play, which then they possibly need a replacement. Recently, the music shop actually went to Washington, D.C. to talk to a couple of congresspeople about funding towards music programs. So there's a national association called the National Association of Music Merchants. And so two people from the music shop in Normal, Illinois, Jonathan Breen and Katie Helgeson, flew in to Washington, D.C. to talk to Congress about the Every Student Succeeds Act, which, according to this article from WGLT, was put into place in 2015 to supplant the No Child Left Behind Act. The ask was for full funding of Titles 1, 2, and 4 of the Every Student Succeeds Act, according to WGLT, which Titles 1, 2, and 4 connect to the funding of music education and funding to the teachers to continue their education, something like a continuing education program that a university may offer. Now, nationwide, there is a foundation created by MTV's sister channel, Video Hits One, which, now called VH1, which made Save the Music Foundation. So it's similar to the Peoria Instrument Project. They donate instruments to schools in need of some. Save the Music is a little different, too. They do this nationwide. And what they do is, if schools meet a certain criteria, they will donate new equipment or new equipment needed to learn, like, the ever-growing genres of music, such as electronic music. And if the schools meet that criteria, they are given a Save the Music grant, which can be for thousands of dollars to go towards a school's declining music program. Now, if you are a parent and listening to this, you can also advocate for increased funding in music education. If your child's school has a music boosters program, you can donate money. And that money will go and only go to the music program, whether it's supporting band choir, or if your school offers it, orchestra. Typically, music boosters programs are at every school event where the, say, a football game and the marching band is there. Typically, the school boosters itself and then the music boosters program will be there too. Since an ensemble is there, they need people to support the ensemble. And if you are a parent who was in band, choir, or orchestra growing up, you may want to convince your child to definitely be in an ensemble like that. Like just recently, I think March of last year, Unit 5 here in McLean County, here in Bloomington, Illinois, recently imposed a cut, which unfortunately cut their fifth grade band and orchestra programs. However, students, some staff, and parents spoke out against the cut and how they wanted their child to learn music. And I believe if students love their music program to the point where they are enjoying it more than other classes, they deserve to keep it that way. And you should think that way too. So I'm going to take about a minute here to wrap up. Remember, music, learning it, can give you cognitive enhancements, academic skills increase, motor skills increase, and I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, determination. Learning music can definitely increase overall self-love. You can be confident. You can be determined. That is what music can also improve. It can lower stress and increase confidence. I also want to thank the interviewee for coming in and interviewing with me. And lastly, I want to thank you, the listener. You listened to this, and I'm happy you did. Thank you very much for your time.